This morning we're thinking about encountering greatness. So aren't you Peter Mendelin? You know, someone who's considered a living legend, or the queen, or... So I want you to think about encountering greatness. I want you now to think for a moment. You've had moments in life where you're like, I just hope that it's never ends. And that might be when you're meeting someone famous, or someone like someone from Emmerdale, and you just thought, my life is complete. I could never improve it. I just wanted to stay in this moment of meeting a panto legend. Or maybe other aspects of life. I wonder if you've been on holiday. And you know when some holidays, you just get to that point, proper rest. And then I just wish that this would never end. If a timeshare salesman came to me at this moment, I would put my brain away and I would sign up. I want to stay in this moment. I want to carry on. Or maybe it's an episode in life, a season in life where you're like, oh, this is just a sweet spot. Life is good. I have no cares. I have no worries. Wouldn't it be great if life was just like this forever? Right, I want to take those two things and roll them up together. Encountering greatness and a desire to just stay in a really special place for a special moment. That's what's going on in our reading. It's incredible what is happening. This is mind-blowing stuff for the disciples. They've got Moses, the man who saw God in the face, the father of the nation. And they're there, and he's with them, and he's talking. You've got Elijah, the prophet of prophets, the guy who was so close to God, so important, that his death is the cause of it. God sent a personalised chariot to whisk him away. And there you are, you're Peter, you're a fisherman, you're a nobody, and you are in the presence of greatness. People that you revere. Amazing people, and there you are. And then there's what happens to your rabbi, to Jesus. Because there's something incredibly different. He physically glows. He shines God. And you're there. In that moment. And how do you react? Have a look at how Peter reacts. What does he do? He says, "Should I make some shelters?" And you're like, "Fine." So, Moses, Elijah, Jesus, would you like a tent? And you're like, what's that about? Your permission for the camping company? Shall I make it? What Peter is saying is, I want to stay in this moment. Can we stay here? Can we live here? Shall I put up some shelters? Because I never want this to end. I want to capture this moment. I want to stay here. Let's put up home here. Please, don't let this stop. Don't let this end. I guess the equivalent for us maybe would be that we're invited up a mountain. And there's Nelson. Yes, we all like Nelson, don't we? There's Winston Churchill. There's John Wesley, there's Mother Britain, there's Mother Teresa, there's Martin Luther King, and there's you little old me, sort of sat there going, hello! You can't speak, you're in the company of the greatness. That's what's going on for the disciples. That's what's going on for Peter. He just doesn't want it to end. Shall we put up some shelters? I want to stay. Now, what can that teach us about prayer? Well, I want to encourage us to go into prayer with a sense of expectancy. That in encountering God, in encountering prayer, we should have that expectation of incredible moments. I wonder if in your life you can think of moments in your spiritual journey where it's been amazing. Maybe you haven't heard the audible voice of God, but maybe you've been worried and you've prayed and you've just said, God, I'm really worried about this. And God's incredible peace has just come into your heart, and you know with every fibre of your being that God has answered your prayer. And suddenly, there's just that peace. Or there's a joy that you just know it's from God. You were stressed out, you're treated, you were broken because something was going on in your family, or you had a terrible diagnosis, and God comes into prayer. And you just feel this joy and this love and this peace rise up within you. You just know it's God. You know that He is meeting you. You know that you're encountering Him. Maybe when you first became a Christian and you just felt that electrifying conviction and then forgiveness and wonderful freedom. And it was amazing. It was just an incredible moment. Or maybe when you first experience a gift of the Holy Spirit, you're just like, wow, I know this is God because it isn't me. I wonder what your expectation is when you go into prayer. Maybe you can fall into the trap that I do, where sometimes almost you want to protect yourself. You think, if I go into prayer with low expectations, I can't be disappointed. That's the way to go about it. I wonder if instinctively, as you enter into prayer, you go in with a sense of, I am going to encounter greatness. Or if you go in thinking, well, I'll say a prayer, and you know, what I'm supposed to do, good things to do. I wonder if in Peter's reaction, there was an element of almost, this is one of those moments. In fact, this is the moment. I'm never going to get it back. It's never going to happen again. So I want to try and grab it and hold it. Shall I put up a shelter? I want to try and capture this moment because it's not going to happen again. I'm not going to be hobnobbing with Elijah and Moses, and I'm not going to see Jesus in this incredibly transformed state. So I better try and hold onto it. I better keep holding it. Jesus, you want me to pull up a shelter. This isn't going to happen again, so I'm going to try and grab this. And when it's gone, it's gone. When we come to God in prayer, there should be the faith within us to expect God to encounter us. Those moments that we have in our lives, which we kind of look back on again, those were really special, significant moments with God. Jesus doesn't want us to say, shall I put shelter up? He wants us to expect and desire for every encounter to be an encounter with Him that is powerful and significant and fulfilling and life-changing. Listen to what the voice of the Father says. Because there's a whole new level of greatness. It's not just that Peter is encountering Elijah. It's not just that he's encountering Moses. The audible voice of the Father speaks. The glory of God, the Father said, and His word is revealed. And what does the Father say? This is my Son whom I love. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, when you pray, approach it as if you were talking to your dad. Who goes into a conversation with their dad thinking, well, he's just going to keep quiet. I'll talk a little bit and then I'll put the phone down. Who goes into a conversation with their dad thinking, well, I'm not sure if he's going to be listening. So I'll say a bit and then. Jesus says, take the most natural, normal, open relationship you could have between a child and a father, and that's how you should approach God in prayer. And what did Jesus also say? He said, when you pray, wait for the Holy Spirit. And he told them that the Holy Spirit would speak and direct them. This is John 16. Verse 13 to 15. But when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, whatever He hears from the Father, He will speak and He will disclose to you what is to come. When you pray, Jesus says, expect the Holy Spirit to speak. When you ask for direction, expect the Holy Spirit to direct. When you seek me in your life, expect me to come. When you ask for forgiveness, expect to experience forgiveness. When you ask for joy, when you ask for peace, when you ask to understand, experience my love more fully, Jesus says, expect that to happen. In the Old Testament, as I said, Moses was like one of the top, he was like national hero. That was his status because he looked God in the face. He knew God. But he was the exception. He was like a super spiritual freak. He was like, there's Moses, and then there's everyone else. And we relate in a different way. And Moses kind of connects us with God. We're in the new covenant. We're all Moses. There is no kind of, there's super spiritual, and then there's the rest of us. Because of Jesus, because He has enabled us to become a child. When we pray, God meets with us. When we ask Him to come, He comes. When we need reassurance, when we need peace, when we need direction, when we need His counsel, He speaks. So my encouragement to us, maybe we need to recover that sense of expectancy. Maybe we need to ask Jesus to refresh us. We kind of got good stories from way back. We're a bit sort of like people, almost like we stuck a tent up. Those moments are there. Jesus desires for a relationship with us in the here and now, in the day to day. His desire is that you will know what it means to be with Him daily, in the normal stuff of life. So let me say a prayer.